Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you. The letter arrived today?
No, I didn't get a letter today.
Right now you're the only one on the call, but so we'll wait a minute or two.
Okay.
This is Ruby. I'm on the call as well.
Okay. Hello, Ruby.
Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm
going to
mute
Thank
my
you.
Phone.
Okay. You want me to mute mine,
please? Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chemincha. Tatir Teruah. All of that Gimel Yud Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amhasakuni Aharino Ufreshayan Sintet. Not Gibor, Yud Kavshim, Barhem Taharem, Rahamecha, Tamid Gamlem. Saditaf Gimel. Chasin
Kadosh,
Saditaf Gimel, and Chetu. Chasin Kadosh. Berotucha, Na'el Adatecha. This is the second time I said that. Tetufet, Tetunayan. Yachid Geyeh, Lampapenei, Zokre Kiddushatecha. Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Tishrei, the Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed that created the constellation Mosnaim, which is the scales, the Libra. Together, the Pei and the Lamed have a gematria of 110. But inside the Pei, when it's written in the Torah scroll, is a concealed bet, has a gematria of 2, which lets us take that 110 and become 112. And 112 is an interesting gematria. It's the river Yabok, Yud Bet Kuf, that Jacob crossed in order to be in the location where he could wrestle with the angel of Esav. Yabok is 112, and that's Elohim, 86, plus Hashem, 26, 112. Hashem representing Zeran Pin, 86 representing Elohim. So we have a unity of Zeran Pin and Malchut. But we also have a unity of all three levels, Bina, Zeran Pin, and Malchut, through the names Echie, 21, Hashem, 26, and 65, Adonai. Those three numbers add up to 112. There's a lot of unification potential in this month of scales, this month of Libra. Tenu kabel, ushma tiakatenu, yodalume, shinkufat, sadiyuta. And now we're going to read the seven verses that we read every day, starting with the 2.5 verses for the year 5776. And if you haven't read, it's on the landing page, which is at the link on every page, at the beginning of every page of the EHM website. So if you find, go to the website, the first page, you'll see a link at the top, and that will lead you to this landing page where you have the 3 years of 57, 76, 75, and 74. And I've added some additional items and teaching, and I'll be sending out a recording indicating what's going on, what the meaning of those things are. Second Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Brach ha-kohanim ha-yulimat v'layachli l'hashit etfo ha-olot v'chazukum achehem ha-lulim ad-tulot ha-mlacha v'yad-yitachu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim Yitrelevav Lehitadesh Mehatohanim. And then the half a verse, the first letters of that, those 25 words in the verse we just read. They can be seen to be seven names of God from the 72 names, and the Hashem's name. Yo he wa he la la he wa 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 yo la yo a la me he 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 a ka a re ka ka. The next verse, Gematria 776, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba'adonai ade ad, ki biya adonai tzur olamim. The verses, the three verses from the year 5775, starting with Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tisheni meni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. And now Samuel Aleph, 1 Samuel 23:23. Uru udu mikol hamakavo iyam, asher yichabe sham ushatem, elai el nachon. And the verse from the last verse in 5775, Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kigelo la neta yovedo roa yomru ayo. The verse 5774. Besamti makom leami Israel untati vershaham. And tonight's class is a Zohar class. And we are going to read from the Parasha of Vayelech, starting with section 6. You can find that the link page, the recordings page, in the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, first row, right-hand column. When you click on that, go down to the bottom of the page, and it's the third from the bottom before it talks about the holidays. Vayelech. And when that page opens, click on section 6. And section 6 is because I will call upon the name. And I'm not... So we're starting with verse 33. L'shem yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte bichilu urchilemu urchimu udchilu le'akta yud hei umbevav hei biyichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Vayahino Amadonai Elohinu Alenu Maseyadenu Konanehu Menalan Mi Moshe Bekad Meta Mitata Leela Kishem Hashem Ekra Mai Ekra Kimaditi Vayikra el Moshe Dashekinta Levatar Havu Godel Eloheinu Tamalka Ila Levatar Nachit Bedargo Meila Litata Ukti Tzadik Beyashar Levatar Kashir Kishra Dimhem Nuta Beyamar Uvedahu Kishra Lekola. Where do we know that? From Moses. At her first he spoke from below upward, saying, because I will call on the name of Hashem. What is call? It is as in called to Moses, Vayikra, chapter 1, verse 1, which is the Shekhinah. Then he said, ascribe greatness to our Elohim, which is the supernal king, namely Zeranpin. Then he descended the grades from above downward, from Zeranpin to Malchut. As it is written, just and right is he, which are Yesod that are called righteous, and just that is Malchut. Then he bound the bond of faith and said, is he, namely, just and right is he, which binds everything, because he is the third, hidden person that alludes to the blessed infinity that binds everything. The central point. My commentary. When one calls on the name, one must know that he is Malchut and rising to Zeranpin, and perhaps even higher to Bina, the energy store. And then the caller must descend down to Malchut and bring the Shefa with him, or at least start the flow of Shefa. This pasuk is very important. Learn it well, read it well, understand it well. Verse 34. Bekich ba'e barnash l'sadra shivacha Demareya kehai gavna bekadmita mitata leela lesalka yikara demareya leatar deshakyu diamika devera nagid venafik levatar Liam Shaka Meela Latata Mehahu Shak You.
Have I been disconnected?
I
was on mute, so I wasn't too sure.
Yeah, so she said something, then all of a sudden I didn't hear him anymore.
Well, it's been real staticky. I muted myself because I thought maybe it was my phone, but I'm on the cell phone. I can't access it anymore on the regular phone anymore.
I'm getting quite a bit of static this time, so I'd appreciate it if you lift your phones by pressing star 6. Krishna, Gumahemuta, Vidahu Barnash, Teokir Lishma, Demareya, Leyachada, Shemakadi Isha. We all dock it is king, Mekabedai, Akabed, Kimakabedai, Lealma da Akaber, Lealma deate. The translation. For that reason, man needs to arrange his master's praise in the same way, at first from below upward, to raise the glory of his master, which is Malchut, to the place where the water of the depth of the well flows and emerges, that is to the place of Bina, the energy store, then to draw from above downward to each and every grade of the 7 lower Sephirot, down to the last grade, which is Malchut, in order to draw blessings to everything from above downward. Then we need to bind the bond on everything, the bond of faith. That is to bind everything to blessed infinity, as mentioned. Just as such a man glorifies his master to unify the holy name. Hence it is written, for them that honor me, I will honor. For those who honor me in this world, shall I honor in the world to come. My commentary. This pasuk is clear, yet leads to a question. How does one go from Bina and then to Hachma, and also to Keter, so that one can connect to infinity, the endless world? It is left unanswered in this section. Perhaps we learn how to do this elsewhere, and can apply this when we call upon the name. I'm still getting static, so I'm going to mute everyone's phone. Not that anybody has not muted their phone, but in order to ask a question, you'll need to press star 6 and perhaps twice. I'm just not sure. So that has eliminated the static. Not quite, but mostly. Pasuk 35. Uvozai yekalu, my uvozai. Yekalu dahu mandila, yade leyachada shemakadisha. Ukashra. Kishra de mehem nuta, ulam data, pirkan leatar, deitz terich ulokir, shema de mareya, vekoman de layada, leokir shema de mareya, tavleya, the translation, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. He asks, what is meant by, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed? And answers, this is one who does not know how to unify the holy name, and bind the bond of faith, and draw blessings. Where they should be, and glorify the name of his master. Whoever does not know how to glorify the name of his master, it would have been better for him had he not been created. My commentary. As a practical matter, when calls upon the name and does not know how to unify Bina, Chachma, and Keter, is using the angels of Malchut and Zeranpin to do work and to receive nothing in return. Woe to that soul, as the cause and effect can be difficult to control. When you call upon the name, you're supposed to, you know, you're trying to unify Bina, Hakma, and Ket, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. And if you don't get to Bina, you don't start the flow of Shefa. And without this flow of Shefa, which goes to the angels as well, without that flow of Shefa, they're doing work unifying Malchut and Zeranpin without receiving the Shefa that they're expecting. What would you do if you did work? You had contracted to receive payment. You did the work, but the payment wasn't forthcoming. That's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? So we're now opening section 7, and we will read it, which is the words answering amen. And I'm going to hang up and call back, hopefully, so without any static, because this section is very important for the recording. I'm hanging up and I will call right back.
I have returned, and I no longer have static on the phone. So we got a better connection. We are starting with Pasuk 36. Does anybody have any questions? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Uvo Zayekalu Mandilayata Leofir Limarea Vilaita Wan Viamen Gitanenan Gadol Haone Amen Yoter Min Hamravarech Beha Okina Kameya Pirabish Shimon Diaman. Nashik Birkan Mimabua the Malka Umi Malka Limatronita Uvatyan Gilifin Diribi Elazar Mealef Limem Umemem Lenun Kaivan Dematu Birkan Lenun Mitamyan Nadin Venafkin Rahan Leilae Witata Elumit Pashte Vikola Vikala Nafik Ichakyu Mishakyuta The Birkan Leafik Pilanya Avda The Malka Kadisha. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda said, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. This refers to he who does not know how to glorify his master and does not concentrate when saying Amen. For we learn that he who answers Amen is more valuable than he who makes the blessings. We have presented it before. Rabbi Shimon, who said that he who answers Amen draws blessings from the spring, which is Bina, to the king, Zerantin, and from the king to the queen, in the engraved letters by Rabbi Elazar. He said from Aleph of Amen, which is Bina, to Mem of Amen, which is Zerantin, and from Mem of Amen to final Nun, which is Malchut. When the blessings reach final Nun, which is Malchut, blessings come out from there to the upper and lower beings and expand through everything. When the sound comes out, they drink of the blessings. So-and-so has brought forth a servant of the Holy King. My commentary. When someone says a blessing, he unites the worlds of Malchut with the world of Zerantin. When someone answers Amen, he unites Bina with Zerantin. And thus the three worlds are united and their gematria reaches Yapok, 112, instead of 91, like Yabok, the river Yaakov crossed over. This additional 21 connects to El, the name that exists in Keter. Thus, the blessing requires Keter to start the flow of Shefa. The gematria of El is 31. So I made a mistake. It's not connecting to the El, to the name that exists in Keter. El does exist in Keter. The But 21, I believe, is Echie. Aleph Hey Yud Hey. And Echie is in Bina. But Bina is always connected to Chachma and to Keter. And that unity is what starts the flow of Shefa. Verse 37. Vekad Yisrael itata men shamrin liachta rabba amen lekavana lebehu kimadit terif kama pitzin devirkan tetichan leya leela kama tavan Mishtachin bekulhu il min kiamahedu bekol amayagar lehule Yisrael begyar min hayager lehube alma den uvalma deyate De alma den beshata de akin lehu bun salan salota kame mere om kala machriza bekul hu almin pasu sha'arim veyavo goitza Dik shomer emunim el tikre emunim ela amanim pasu shearim kema din Yisrael pasin lehutarin devirkan kach tashta Pidchu she'arim v'titkabel tzilote kon me'inun di'akin lehu. And the translation. When Israel below guard themselves to answer amen and meditate in their heart as needs be, how many openings of blessings are up open above. How much goodness is present throughout the world. How much joy abounds in everything. What is the reward of Israel to have brought this about? Their reward is in this world and also in the world that is coming. In this world, when they are beset by enemies and they say their prayers before their master, the sound proclaims throughout the worlds. Open the gates, that the righteous nation that keeps faithfulness may enter in. Do not pronounce it emunim, but amenim, meaning plural of amen, which means they are careful to answer amen. Open the gates as Israel opened to them the gates of blessings. So now open the gates and let their prayers be accepted, which is about those who distress them. My commentary. When one says amen, the flow of Shefa occurs as well as the prayers of protection can be answered. This applies to both the individual and to the nation of the children of Israel. This applies to the people who say amen to a blessing over food and to the final blessing. That is why it is important to listen to the blessing after the meals so that one can answer the blessing with the amen, with the proper kavanah. I be alma, dein be alma, Diate mayagrayhu, Pekad yipuk barnash mehai alma. Tehawa shomer leatava. Amen ma shomer kiloman. Natir hahiya berachade amar haudim barech umta hake leya leatva atava. Amen. Kimadi itzderich nishmateya salka umachreze kameya piku sha'arim tayameya. Kimadi ihu hawa patach tarin kol yoma kadawa shomer emunin. This is their reward in this world, which is their reward in the world. What is their reward in the world that is coming? And he answers, it is when a man leaves this world, where he observed answering amen. By observed is meant that he observes the blessing that is said and awaits the man who says it so as to answer amen after the blessing. As needs be, then his soul rises and proclaims before him, open the gates before him, as he used to open the gates every day when he observed emunim, that is, amenim. My commentary. These statements of amen accompany this person throughout his travels in the world of Malchut, the lower garden of Eden, and also in the world of Zeranpin, the world of the upper garden of Eden. These amenim announce before each soul and act as a protection shield each night, wherever a soul goes. The 39th Pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yosei, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, my amen. Amar Rabbi Abba, ha'ukmu ha'kyola, amen ikre mebu'a, tehahu nechala, tenagid, amen ikre, rebikti ve'ahaya, etzlo amon, el tikre amon, Ela amen, ki yomate kuhu, ahu nachala, tenagid, tenapik, amen ikre. Dech anya min haolam, ve'ad haolam, olam, dilela olam, diltata ofaka. Amen, we amen, amen, dilela, amen, diltata, amen, kiyuma, dekulhu, we haokimna, amen, beinun atwan. The translation. Rabbi Yosef said, what is amen? Rabbi Abba said, everything has been explained. Amen is called the spring of the flowing river, which is Bina, and is called amen because it is written, then I was by him as a nursling. The Hebrew is amon. Do not pronounce it amon, but amen, the sustenance of all. The grades, namely that river that emerges and flows, which is Bina, is called Amen. As we have learned, from everything, from everlasting to everlasting, literally from world to world, means from the world above, which is Bina, to the world below, which is Malchut. Here too, Amen and Amen is Amen of above, which is Bina. Amen of below, which is Malchut. Amen means sustenance for everyone. We have already explained Amen according to its letters. My commentary. This pasuk is telling us to actually answer Amen, the Amen. This phrase is the gematria of 188, which is also the gematria of Chatzicha Laila, midnight, literally the middle of the night. This represents the essence, center point of desire. Pasuk 40. Rabbi Shimon Amar Aleph Amika Duvera Deko Birkan Mitaman Navim Venafkin Umishtachim Mem Petuach Petucha Nacharadet Nagit Venapik Iveikre Mem vehu raza detaneina, mem fetucha, mem fetuma, kemadi yoktina, lemer beit mahamisra. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, Aleph of Amen is the depth of the well, whence all the blessings flow and come out and exist. Open Mem is the river that emerges and flows, which is Yesod, and is called Mem. This is the meaning of what we learned, that open Mem is Yesod, closed Mem is Bina. Closed final Mem is Bina, as we established by the verse. For the increase, the Hebrew word is Limarbeh, and it's spelled with a final mem of the realm, for the increase of the realm is limarbeh, but spelled with a final mem in the middle of the word. My commentary. This verse from Isaiah is the only place in the Tanakh where the mem is spelled with a final mem in the middle of the word. When Mashiach comes, all of the regular letters will take the final letter forms, just like this word limarbeh. In this verse of Isaiah, this is going to make all of the gematria of words change to utilize the final letter gematria. Verse 41. Nun peshuta kelala Ditrein nunin nun peshuta nun pekufa nun peshuta kelala yatval begis kola ikre nun bav nun uvrazade matnita akitana Vav dekar nun b'shuta kelala Bidkar v'nukva nun trefufa v'klala Tivshuta hayhiya Uvditra derav maham nuna saba Mem dehaka Inot tarikom melech v'chaynu amen amen notarikom el melech amen. Excuse me. It's el melech ne amen kelala dekola v'shapir. Ubehait mar. The translation. Extended final nun comprises both nuns, extended nun and bent nun, which means it includes in itself the nukva of Zeranpin, as well called bent nun. Extended final nun comprises the letter vav, because it includes within it the male as well, which is the letter vav, which is Zeranpin. For extended final nun is expanded, including both male and female, which are Zeranpin, that is vav, and malchut, that is nun. For that reason, everything together is called nun vav final nun. We have learned it according to the secret of the Mishnah. Vav is masculine, extended final nun is both masculine and feminine. Bent nun is comprised in extended final nun. In the left book of Rav Hamuna Saba, the mem here is in Amen, is the initial of Melech, meaning the king, namely Amen. Amen is the initials of El Melech de Eman. In English, the translation is El, a faithful king, which comprises everything. It is good, and we have already learned that. My commentary. This pasuk is teaching aspects of the letters regarding the final letter form and the regular letter form. One needs to learn these aspects, but it is not yet time to reveal them publicly. One needs to meditate and ask the letters questions during their own personal meditations. So reveal these aspects to themselves now, before it's open to the public. The 42nd verse. Tana kol man dishama baracha mehahudim barech vila itta one. Be'amen aleya ne'emar uvotzai yakalu keda'a lakol hakohanim buzi shemi mayum sheya kemadela patach irkan le'elakach La Pachin Leya Willow Ela Kadafik Mehai Alma Machri Zekia Meya Wiam Re Teruku Kale Kameya Tiflanya Yo Velaleu Velatika Belun Leya Vav Leya Vav Venishmateya. The translation. We learned that whoever heard a blessing someone made but did not meditate in his heart on the Amen, of him it says, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. As into you, O priests, who despise my name. What is his punishment? Just as he did not make an opening for blessings above, no blessings are opened for him. Moreover, when he comes out of this world, a proclamation resounds before him, saying, close the gates before so-and-so, so he may not enter. Do not accept him. Woe to him, and woe to his soul. My commentary. There is much to learn from the literal meaning of this pasuk. Not to fear, but to become motivated to say Amen. We need to learn to say, when we say a blessing, that so-and-so will say Amen, even if they don't. Our consciousness hears it, and some people will begin to change, to say Amen when they hear that statement. When it comes to my grandchildren, the 9-year-old doesn't want to say Amen. The 3-year-old will say Amen. the six-year-old sometimes does and sometimes doesn't. I say a blessing. My daughter yet does not follow my path. My son-in-law does not yet follow my path. So my grandchildren are being raised not to appreciate what Amen means. So when I say a blessing in their presence, I say each of their names and say they are saying Amen. Even if they don't say Amen, it will impact their consciousness. And if I am with people who are a little more knowledgeable, I will explain that it's important to say Amen be Amen, as explained in the earlier commentary and verse. Does anybody have any questions at the end of the section, the end of the class? Saturday night at 8. Go ahead.
Do we say Amen or we say Amen the Amen?
It depends on who you're with, whether they have the merit to hear Amen the Amen. But it's always best to say Amen out loud and the Amen quietly.
Okay. I have another question. What if you say Amen to a nobody saying a blessing, but you say Amen? What happens?
You just wasted a unification. Not that you wasted it, but why would the world unify if there was no blessing, if there was no Shefa? Why would the angels do the work? Why would you say Amen to something that isn't a blessing?
Oh, I'm saying this because my mother, she says all the time Amen to a lot of stuff. And I say, what do you say Amen? And I say, I'm not saying a blessing.
Well, it may very well be a blessing. You're probably interpreting what your mother says as just normal conversation, but if you look into the words, there's probably a blessing there. People many times will say goodbye. You don't think that's a blessing, but it is. Many times people will say, I'll see you later. That's a blessing. We don't understand those blessings. In everyday conversation, when we wish somebody well, it's a blessing. And you should answer Amen. Or Amen, and then quietly be Amen. So listen to your mother's words differently. See if there's blessings there.
Okay. I will.
If you say Shabbat Shalom, is it a blessing?
It could be, but I never say Amen to Shabbat Shalom.
Why not?
I don't know.
Things for you to consider.
Okay.
If you say have a good day, is it a blessing?
Yeah, they're wishing me a good day. It's a man. You know, it's like you're sealing the wish that that person is telling you. You know, that's what I think.
You're manifesting it. You're drawing Shefa for that blessing. You're helping the person who wished it to you, and you're drawing it for all of the worlds. It doesn't have to be a structured blessing. Brotajem, etc. Just listen to the conversation, say positive words, and there will be blessings within them. Any other questions? So at 8 o'clock Saturday night, we will have another class, another Zohar class, a very special class. Because we will be saying sections of the Idra Zuta, the smaller assembly, in the Parasha of Hazinu. These are very deep concepts. It's very much about the Tree of Life. It's very much related to the Etz Chaim, the book that was written by Rabbi Chaim Vital, from the teachings of the Arizal. A lot of information, much of which I may not even know. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will have a class preparing for Yom Kippur. Then at 1 o'clock, we will have a class, a basic class on Shabbat, followed by Monday at 4:30, a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, normally we would have the mitzvot of the B'nai Noah, but there's additional items that we can teach, need to teach, for Yom Kippur. So it will be on both Sunday and Monday, there will be classes about Yom Kippur. Tuesday at 4:30, I'm planning to do that's at 7:30, excuse me. Tuesday, there will not be classes. Wednesday, there will not be classes due to Yom Kippur. Thursday at 4:30, there will be a mini Zohar class, followed by a deeper Zohar class, an Ahazinu, at 7 o'clock Thursday. And that will be followed by Shabbat at 8 o'clock, which will not be Hazinu. It will be moving into the new week, which I believe is Shabbat Sukkot Chol HaMoed. And so we will have a different energy, the energy of loving kindness, providing you use the technology, providing you use the tool of the sukkah, providing you use the tool of the four species. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful evening, a beautiful Shabbat, and an easy fast. And remember to go on the website to find where there is an easy fast tool. Meditation from the Ari. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.